Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Sans Pants Radio,
Australia's most family-friendly podcast network.
BigSoftTitty.png.
All right, we can kind of hear the cat purring through the headphones if he makes his noise.
I'm going to do that thing again.
The one where he runs the scale?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes!
We got it!
We got it!
Ladies and gentlemen, we got him. I love that sound that he makes.
He is the best. He's a good cat.
He's so good.
He's so good. Get the fuck off my lap.
Now get the fuck out of here, pal.
You had your moment.
If you're gonna sit on me and not pay rent, buddy, yeah. I got news for you. Hit the bricks.
I throw $2 $1 bills at his face. It scares him.
Oh, they would freak him out. So
eats on him and chokes him and spews him out on the carpet and then says, "Thank you."
It has taken us. It took us what I would say a solid year of owning the cat to realize that we didn't have to own the grass that makes him throw up.
Well, your mother gave it to us, and I don't. What?
Just trying to put that together. Like,
yeah.
So it's cat grass, and the reason we have it is because it makes the cat throw up.
Yeah, which your mum wanted.
Yeah.
For us.
Well, she was like, "He's looking a little chubby."
He's not chubby. He's perfect.
I'm sorry.
He's drooling all over my arm.
Oh, disgusting.
Or maybe he's crying because he heard.
No, he's not crying. I'm looking at him and he's smiling.
You know, Tom, you're no prize pig either.
Stop saying that. Danny's got a new phrase in rotation and it's, "You're no prize pig."
Don't tell them. No, that's a secret that I say that. No. No.
You want... Oh, okay. Now you're protecting your squeaky clean public image. You're protecting your squeaky clean public image that you keep thinking that I'm a prize pig. But behind closed doors, the reality couldn't be further from the truth.
It is branding. So...
Okay.
Hey, everybody. Hey, and what's that over there? Some kind of blue ribbon-wearing hog? Mm-hmm. Oh, no, it's just Tom, my prize pig.
I'm the prize pig. Hey, when Morpheus is walking around like that in the Matrix with his arms locked behind his back,
yes.
Why is he doing that?
Because he's a backwards waiter. Mm. Went to waiting school, but they taught him backwards. He thought the books were in Japanese, so he read them that way. And he was like, "This is where my arm go."
Yeah, right. So he read the sentence, fold your arms in front of you. And he was like, well.
Well, he read it backwards, so then he put his arms behind him.
In front of you. Fold. Wait, no. Your arm, your fold.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
What a cool guy you are.
Oh, my God.
Man, you're a primo fella, did you know?
I don't think I've accomplished a simple task in maybe 3 years.
I was going to defend you, and if we could pause, and I'll just think of something to say that you've done that's good. And choo-choo-choo, ba-ba-ba.
All right, well, we don't have the time because this needs to come out tomorrow.
All right.
Okay. We are currently sitting in our flat.
Oh, my God. Breaking news. Two shitheads sit in chairs.
Okay, well, we got to get that guy a new trumpet as well.
Yeah.
Shitty
sounds
guy
like shit.
Trying to herald in the king.
Yeah. The newspaper spins towards the screen, but then bursts out of the TV and slices our heads off.
Oh, my God, yeah, because the news is just too shit hot for us to handle. The
news is too cool.
Too many RPMs on that pape.
Ooh.
You like that? I figured media needs a shake-up now.
Nah.
So instead of the newspaper, that old thing that, you know, you associate with your parents reading, now sit on down with a coffee and the pape, brother.
Damn. Can I tell you something? And I think some eagle-eared listeners will agree with me. I'm pretty sure you busted me a new flap for saying new papey once on the podcast. You said it wasn't allowed.
Yeah.
Pretty sure you really dragged me to hell on that one.
Well, time makes fools of us all, doesn't it? Anyway, moving on.
Only me.
Okay. No, if anything, I've found that it's me as well.
As the years go by, I become more of an idiot.
When do you think my next, like, style change will come? When will I get the gumption to wear a different kind of shoe? Is it just going to be like New Balance sneakers from here on out? I just had this sudden flash of me like 70 years old wearing the same shoes.
Can I tell you that when we met, I was like, wow, this guy's so handsome and tall. The fuck are those? Looked at your shoes.
Oh,
always,
no.
Always hated the New Balance shoes.
I don't know what I'm doing, though. Like, I don't want to buy Nikes. I feel like
But you also don't want to look into what to do or listen to what anybody else says about doing.
Okay, well, you tell me what to do.
All right.
Maybe I'll set a budget and, you know, you can just dress me.
No, fuck off.
Yeah, you can do that later. All right,
and what job do you want to take for me? And what job do you want to take to do for me then?
I'll lie in bed for you so you can, like, get up and go about your day.
So I can gallivant?
Yeah. You can do your frolicking and I'll take your place in the bed.
If there was a pill that just gave me the energy and well-being of having slept and I didn't have to sleep.
Oh, my God.
God.
We were talking about that.
I hate sleeping so much. I hate going to sleep.
Last night, maybe because we have, like, podcast brain, we genuinely had the conversation about what starter Pokemon would you pick? And I refer to podcast brain where we, like, have, like, almost plumbing the Death Star level conversations, but, like, you know, just like we use
ones.
Conversation starters.
Asshole conversations for cunts.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying, like, this is a weird thing to be sitting around and, like, raising a topic.
It's also boring and, like, sucks, but I did want to know what one you would have. I said that my main requirements were I want to be able to fall asleep on it in a field.
Yeah, my requirement was immediately I'm like, if I get drowsy, it can put me to sleep and I don't have to, like, lie in bed staring at the ceiling.
And that is, like, that you, like, won me over because I was like, I would love it to just, like, immediately put me to sleep. Could just do it without thinking about how much I really, really don't want to go to sleep.
And then, honestly, while I'm out, I'm drowsies, baby.
Yeah.
Do whatever you want. Go crazy. Clicking my fingers at the drowsies, it puts me to sleep. Hey, surprise me.
Why does drowsy look dipped?
I don't know. I think it's just because it looks like a tapir.
It doesn't eat, but tapirs don't look dipped, though.
Yeah, they kind of do.
No, they don't. They look pantsed.
Yeah, but
they look like they're dressed like Aladdin. They look like they're a pig that went to a party dressed like Aladdin, Tom.
I think the difference here is that the tapir is horizontal and the drowsy is vertical.
No, it's not the difference because, first of all, drowsy doesn't have a little jacket on. Second of all, looks dipped.
It doesn't. Yeah, but so does the tapir.
No, it doesn't. Drowsy's got like a wiggle on that line. Look it up right now. I'm right.
Okay, it does have a wiggle on, but the
tapir doesn't. It's a smooth line. Looks like pants. Looks like a pant rim.
But the straight thing can also be dipped.
Excuse me, pant rim. What's the what is it? Please.
The waist of the pant.
Waistband.
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 Hello, we're the shits, and here are our songs. Now that is funny to say from me.
Waistband. Are we talking about garbage? Can't remember a single one of their songs.
That was kind of what I was going for, but I couldn't think of one. So yours is good.
Yeah.
And we'll let mine out. And we'll let it
staying in.
Back in. Because I knew you'd betray me. So
yeah, of course.
Now it's going back in by my choice, not my hand. Mm. I refuse.
Great.
I'm depressed.
Ugh. Boring.
Yeah, but this is my time.
It kind of is, though, isn't it? Like, whenever you get, like, a new wave of depression, it's like, this again.
Oh, and can I just quickly say, none of you soft little cunts text me to ask me how I am.
Because you know.
Don't. And don't give me your well wishes unless we've met in real life and had more than a 5-minute conversation.
Uh-huh.
Do not wish me well.
No.
I'll be fine.
Yep.
You wanna... Okay?
Yep. Hey, did I tell you that my mum...
What is that? Hold on. What is that on the bottom of my shoe? Goodwill? Blech. Burn these shoes.
Oh, man. Goodwill sucks.
You idiots.
I don't... Like, genuinely, it does stink, though.
Yeah.
What do you think your problem is with it? What makes you uncomfortable about, like, people wishing you well? Or is it that it hasn't happened much? Like,
heaps.
You didn't have... Yeah, but, like, growing up, you didn't have enough of it?
Maybe, but also
you have an intolerance to it.
But also sometimes I'm like, you know, if people are saying something more than just, hey, hope you're okay. Or like this, the thing that is fine, I think, no, actually I don't want any of it. I literally don't want any of it.
Well, it's all, because it's really nice, you have to talk to someone.
It's really nice and it's really well-meaning. But when you get to like the 50th comment
you
saying,
say
hey,
well-meaning. Oh, I see. Okay. I thought it was like. The middle level between underwhelming and overwhelming. You were just saying like,
it's
I can whelm it.
It's well mean.
Okay, cool.
It's
well-meaning.
Well-meaning. But at some point I'm like, I am okay and I will be okay. And I think I said that in the post.
Yeah.
So why? Is this bad? Should I not be saying this about them?
Who cares? No, you're not saying it about people. You're saying it about just like how you process emotions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jez, I'm fine.
Good. But you are depressed.
I am depressed.
Yeah, right. I can tell you're depressed whenever more than like 2 hours goes into a woodworking project. I'm like, oop, someone's running from something.
Don't you like this little one that I'm making though?
I love the table.
Yeah.
I'm happy to profit off it. In fact, I'm working to get you back into one of those slumps you hate so much.
I don't hate them. I love
poking
them.
Poking and prodding.
Yeah.
Whispering dark nothings in your ear as you sleep, rocking you to and fro in the hope that you'll think you're getting chased in a nightmare.
I did have some crazy nightmares.
Oh, cool.
Would you like, one of them was quite funny.
Does fall under the purview
one
of
them
talking
was, no,
about a dream.
Oh, fuck off. One of them was quite funny. There's this, I was holding David the whole time, so I was like panicking because I was like, as soon as someone walks in the room, he's going to rip me to shreds because he's so frightened of people.
Yeah.
I was just like holding David being like, oh, I need to find a bag for the cat. And then this... Like a classic, like very scary horror woman just started crawling around near me with a giant mouth going and just kept saying, you give me rust, you give me rust. And I was like, do you want rust or are you saying you're mad because I've given you rust? And she said, you give me rust. Swallowed me whole. I lived in her tummy for a bit with David.
Wow.
But I was like, she's so scary but so annoying. Why is she chasing me? This is fucking stupid.
The crazy thing about your dreams is I feel like they go for 1 to 2 more acts than any of my dreams ever.
Oh, yeah.
Like I have a dream and it's just like one standalone scene. It's like, okay, well, I'm standing in a parking lot and I'm going like,
yeah.
And then I wake up and I'm like, why'd I make that noise? Or what have you. Yeah. But yours are like, and then this happens and then this happens and then this happens.
I'm just glad the boring ones aren't back because they're so boring. They make me want to keep sleeping when I wake up.
Oh, a boring dream feels like an attack. Like it feels like such a betrayal from your brain.
I have
to
so
find
many
out that
of
your
them.
Subconscious just wanted to like sit down and count pebbles on a beach or whatever. Or was just like looking to fill out a form that you'd forgotten.
Man, I used to have dreams about this one specific broad from school that I really hated, like being in
a teacher or
no, a classmate that I really hated, just being in my house and chattering at me while I'm trying to go to bed. So in my dream, I couldn't sleep.
Oh my
and
God.
I woke up really tired and was like, "Fucking stiff."
Oh man, yeah, that's no good. The closest thing I've had to like, I mean, I've talked about this, but yeah, the dreams that I used to have where I was just putting photos into booklets at the aquarium, because that's the one like repetitive job that I did there. And it, like for, you know, 3 hours It was one photo goes in the front, two back to back in the middle, and then one photo then in the end. And they were all the same photo, green screened onto four different backgrounds. Yeah. And then we'd attempt to sell those for $38.
And then, like, in the middle of one of the photos, you would, like, carefully clip it and sticky tape a frame of porn in there, like Tyler Durden, but you didn't understand that it's a photo.
Yeah.
So when the family's going to get it handed directly from you, they might know.
Yeah. And I think you'll find a little surprise, wink, just a full-on, full-blown pornography.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sir. So what is this?
This seemed easier when Tyler did it. But what couldn't he do?
What couldn't he do?
It would be interesting.
This is when my my chin goes on my hands and I kick my feet back behind me on a bed. I got a onesie on.
It'd be cool if my Tyler Durden just like accomplished a few of the emails that I needed to send or,
yeah,
I don't know, maybe got even chill. Just got into Warhammer or something.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah, a Tyler Durden that just did stuff would be cool.
Yeah.
You'd probably still be tired, though.
I'd probably still be tired, but at least I would, like, wake up and I'd be like, oh, Dark Elves. Groovy. What color scheme is this? Oh, okay. I guess my sleepwalking self is into vinyl. Interesting. But I don't have a player. Well, who is this?
But that's spending your money and you're not into vinyl.
No, he has a job as well.
He has a job too, huh?
Yeah.
What's his job?
Working at the aquarium. Gone back to what I know. He has all that training from the dreams.
Yeah.
God, that was a fucked job. It wasn't fucked. It wasn't like super bad. It was just like...
You got to be around fish.
Did get to be around fish. The best thing about it was you'd have food from the cafeteria, which was...
Fish.
Maybe the worst food I'd ever had.
The like, it was like fish in the tanks get turned into cafeteria food.
Yeah, they go by and knock on the tanks to let them know, hey.
Yeah. Hey. All right. Now, show me how many times you fucked this week on your little fish roster. Uh-oh.
There's one fish up the back who's hiding his hands because he knows how much they want fish fingers. He's hiding them behind his back.
They should leave those fingers on the fish.
They should leave the fingers on the fish. Why can't we just have the fish hand as a whole?
Well, then the fish doesn't have its hand either. You see, Tom?
Yes. So you chop off the fingers of the fish hand and eat those, and so they grow back.
It's because fish are horrific piano players.
Mm.
And there's a lot of really, if you play it's the fish songs fault. Backwards, they're very racist. So we need to stop the fish from playing the piano.
Right. But what I would do at the aquarium was I would go to
Want to talk about my fish piano bit?
No, I'd love to. Okay, so the piano is obviously wet, so that might be what's holding them back.
No, what's holding them back is we keep taking their fingers. You're not listening.
Okay.
So what kind of music?
You said they were terrible piano players.
No, I said they're so – no.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, I did. So I think the real problem
So you just wanted to disagree with me?
No. I wanted to just live my truth, and I thought that was my truth, but I forgot my truth.
That is such a funny way of winning an argument in a relationship, like being caught lying. Be like, I am sorry for momentarily misplacing my truth. But in the moment, I believed that I had not cheated on you. And now that I'm finding out that my truth is different, I do have to apologize to myself for not being my genuine self. And I think you also suffered for that. So yeah. I think I'm going to take some time and consider.
At Doug's house.
Yeah, at Doug's house. I'm going to... Hey, by the way, can you order me an Uber? My phone's not dead, but, you know, it's on 80% battery. And I'm
I don't want to waste it.
Yeah.
I left my charger at Doug's house, so if you could order it for me.
Yeah, and buy me a charger.
Buy me a charger, please.
Mm. A Dodge Charger, bitch, because Doug needs a cool car to go with that wild hog of his. Oh, yeah, the Dodge Charger horn.
No, that was just my pin on the bit. I think it's over.
Oh, okay. Man, it'd be so funny if, like, you could buy those, like a Charger or whatever, like, you know, one of those, like a Mustang, one of those fancy muscle cars, but you get it cheaper if the sound of the horn is like, you try and honk the horn and your hand just sinks into the wheel and the car just goes, like, loudly.
Well, I would like if it went, car here. Mm-hmm. It's a really annoying voice or something, or maybe like Gilbert Gottfried's voice.
Yeah.
Saying, car horn sound. I'm not going to try to do his voice.
Yeah,
you
that's
do
good.
It.
You
do it.
Okay. This brings me back to the argument I had with my friends, and they were doing Gilbert Gottfried impressions, and I was telling them to please be quiet. And they took that to mean that I was saying, do a quiet impression of Gilbert Gottfried. Whereas what I was saying was, would you shut the fuck up? We're in a public public space. And they're like, you do a quiet impression of Gilbert Gottfried, then, Tom. And I was like,
no.
And I tried my best, and they were like, it's just Marge. Just trying to... When you think about...
That is very Marge.
It's very Marge.
Oh, Homer!
Oh, Homer!
And none of these sound like it. What is it about him?
He's little.
He's little, I
filthy.
Think. Yeah.
Yeah. So at the aquarium, I would go to... Wait, no, let's talk about muscle cars for a bit, because they are funny. It's funny to have a car that you care about and have it, like, look nice.
Yeah, that is funny to do that.
Yeah.
I had this will be no surprise, several of the stepdads had muscle cars that they cared about very much.
That is stepdad culture.
Stepdad shit. Well, only some of them, because one of them had a boat that was, like, a really shitty boat, but they were like, oh, I love boat.
Mm.
The idea of boat and using boat, but they didn't really seem to love the boat.
Yeah, right. So they didn't go out on the boat? Oh, yeah, that's probably the problem.
Yeah.
Maybe you weren't exposed to them loving the boat because they did not care for you.
That was how I accidentally touched that dolphin's face that one time. So fucking pissed off about it. Came back inside of it because I was sitting on the nose of the boat, touched the dolphin's face, and then just came back into the normal bit of the boat scowling with a wet hand. Mum was like, what's wrong? And I was like, ugh, nothing. Just sat down on the floor of the boat, pissed off. Touched a fucking weight.
Something people would give so much money to do, and you're like, oh, yuck.
I didn't ask for it. I was like
slimy
fucking so
little
pissed
tube
up.
Freak coming up and be
slimy.
Like, I'll do this one a favor.
Wanted to touch me. It wasn't even like a pretty dolphin.
What do you mean?
Had like a mark on it.
Where?
Head.
That was the blowhole.
Oh, no. Because I put the chippy packet in there.
Oh, no.
They should be garbage disposals.
It would be so...
They should be garbage disposals, shouldn't they, Tom?
Yes.
In the top.
What I was thinking was it'd be really nice to have a cup holder.
As the blowhole.
Yeah. Treat it that way, right?
If you want your cup gone.
Well, not if the dolphin's particularly weak, I guess.
But what does the blowhole actually do?
It blows water out so they can breathe through it, right? Or do they breathe through their mouths?
Well, they don't have gills.
Do they breathe through the blowhole? I'll look this up.
This is weird because it seems like they spend most of their time underwater.
You know what would be good?
Wait, do dolphins sleep? Where do they sleep?
Blowhole. Okay, wait. Is blowhole a nose? And then...
I think they have noses. Pretty sure they have little bits at the end of their snoots.
The blowhole is connected to the lungs by a windpipe. The blowhole is the same thing as your nostrils.
Huh. I thought they had nostrils as well.
Maybe they do.
Do they not? Wait, am I thinking Stupid Town?
They do have like cone nosy. They have like bottle nose.
I know, but I thought they had little nose bits at the end. Nosties.
The single toilet. Blowhole of a bottlenose dolphin just before going down again. Do dolphins have noses? Here we go. Dolphins aren't equipped to breathe through their mouths. They also lack a nose. No, they just have the blowhole is their single nostril.
All right, so when do they sleep?
I'll look that up too. What?
What?
Just thinking about dolphins again.
Yeah. They're the gray ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Still rubbing my hand to try and get the dolphin stench off. It was at least 15 years ago.
Yuck. People love dolphins.
I think they're fine. I didn't want to touch one. It wasn't part of the plan. I was enjoying my day until that happened.
Oh, man.
Really grossed me out. It was fucking awful.
If I type in just the word dolphins, the thing we talked about...
Miami!
Right?
No. Yeah, the Miami Dolphins. I love those guys and whatever sport it is they play.
Dan Marino.
My mum got angry at me today for having my Apple ID thing be a picture of a basketball again. They kind of periodically get annoyed at me for
Yeah, why do they keep getting annoyed at the basketball picture?
Well, I don't know. My dad calls me Bounce. My mom is like, most people have a photo of themselves. And I'm like, well, I am a basketball.
I wonder what she
Some
has.
Some of us have loyalty to the game.
I wonder what mine is.
Well, yours would be whatever you set it as. Because she doesn't set them.
No, but I don't think I have set mine because I know that I have set you in my phone as a Renaissance painting of a little boy lifting up his dress and showing his little penis.
Okay. Yes. Yes, you have.
Yeah, that I made you pose for.
No.
Huh?
No. The thing I... Wait.
Do they sleep or not?
I'm looking it up. Okay. Dolphins sleep in a very different way to the way we humans do. Humans have prolonged periods of unconscious sleep, and we are not aware of our surroundings for periods of time while sleeping. Humans have a breathing reflex, and when we sleep or become unconscious, we continue to breathe automatically. Dolphins cannot sleep in this way. They have to remain conscious even when they are sleeping because they don't have automatic breathing.
Right, so stupid website, stupid words doesn't make sense. Doing turds, get out of here.
No, this makes sense.
No, it doesn't because if they're not unconscious, then they're awake. So stupid.
What?
Dumb,
okay, so their breathing is not automatic. It's consciously controlled. Dolphins have to actively decide when to breathe, and so they must be continually conscious.
Oh, no, you guys are going to do it too. You're going to notice your breathing.
Dolphins only allow one half of their brains to sleep at a time.
That's not sleeping. It's not sleeping.
Okay, you need to stop gatekeeping sleep.
No.
It's sleeping. It's just they're half sleep.
No.
Half of their brain is asleep. So
and
for
half
a
of
while,
their brain is awake, so they're just awake.
Yes. Yeah, so, well, like on one side of the shift, if they see two fishes, they're like, well, that's a lot of fishes. And then if the other part of the brain is awake, they're like, that is two fishes. Because the part of their brain that does maths or whatever is asleep. When sleeping, dolphins often rest motionless at the surface of the water, breathing regularly.
Tom, what if the part of your brain that knows how to wake up is the one that goes to sleep?
Oh my God! You're trapped.
You're trapped.
That is cool, though, that they just kind of turn half their brain off.
Remember when we were talking the other night and I was saying how good it would be if you woke up from a coma of like 10 years because your family were like, maybe we should take him off life support. And you're like, my ears are burning. You've been in a coma 10 years and the first thing you say is, who's talking about me?
Uh-oh, I hear compliments. Everyone weeping, trying to long resigned to me being dead. And me just be like, oh, doing a little dance in my bed, bones crackling the weight of movement.
You're so weak. All your muscles are dead.
Yeah. Well, not all of them.
Some of them, though.
I've been like sleep benching or whatever. It would be good to have a routine in a coma. What? If I'm in a coma, just slap one of those fucking electric belts to me so I come out of it with abs.
That'd be great, but you wouldn't do it.
Nah. Yeah, no, I'd get bored.
You'd get bored.
I'd probably
you'd turn it off even in a coma.
Oh,
I don't want to. Yeah. Yeah, coma's basically just lazy asleep like you just did.
Yep.
Oh, no.
The way to get me to wake up out of a coma is to threaten any kind of self-improvement, and my brain will just work to block that. So if you start playing, like, some language tapes in my ear, something that will, like, get me to a higher plane of existence, any kind of meditation podcast.
Yeah. All right, 10 years in a coma, right? Your family is surrounding your bed, right? Yeah. They're about to pull the plug, and then they just see your eyes crack open, right? They're like, oh, Tom, and you go, and roll over.
Another 10 years.
5 more years. Honey.
I like that.
You like that?
Yeah, I like the idea of me loving bed so much.
Yeah?
Mm.
Pull the blankie right up to your chin.
Yeah.
Snuggle your feet together.
Mm.
Prawn up.
Someone tries to put me out of my misery by pressing a pillow into my face, and I'm like, oh, other side, too hot.
Too hot. Oh, warm.
That'd be nice to do. Swap over mid smother to the cool side,
like,
of the pillow,
right, cool,
and you're like,
thank you.
Oh my God. If I am in a position where I'm like, I'm going to die soon, I'm probably going to go ahead and just ahead of the curve, void my bowels for myself so I can enjoy shitting my pants one last time.
Well, my sister, before she had her kid, was like, I really didn't want to shit in front of everyone. So I just made sure that I shit heaps before I, like, at once I had gone into labor.
Right.
I was like, okay, I need to shit now.
Right.
Because I am not shitting in front of anybody.
Yeah. It is. Yeah.
She's like, and I didn't. And wow. Then I asked her husband, and I was like, does she shit? And he was like, yeah.
I mean, yeah, when you're doing that amount of pushing, yeah. Even if like the regular poo you did came out,
yeah.
You're getting everything.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
The kid, and maybe that's why the kid turned out to be a little shit.
Oh!
Oh my God, she said it!
We'll take a break. We'll be back with more BigSoftTitty.png right after this. The thrilling conclusion of my Where I Used to Eat in the Aquarium story.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedy-ad-free. That's amazon.com/comedy-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, welcome back. Boy, I hope that ad wasn't for a military or the casino. Again, do not go to the casino.
Or the military.
Yeah, don't go to army.
Don't do army.
Although, you know what? Those obstacle courses do look fun.
They do look fun. I'd love to do an obstacle.
You would be great at them.
Yeah, I think. Well, no, I think there's some things that I would really suck at.
Yeah, you got a big butt. You'd probably get stuck in a pipe like Pooh Bear or something.
I think I get stuck in a pipe like Pooh Bear.
Yeah. Oh, bother.
Do you think that is what Pooh Bear sounds like, Tom?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, bother. Okay, fuck
yeah,
this.
No, it's really right, good. So sounds like you've aquarium. Got a whole glass of milk in your mouth.
Fuck off. Oh, man. What about... okay, here's a million-dollar idea for Audible. You offer a discounted subscription tier, but all the audiobooks are read by someone who just drank a big glass of milk.
Okay.
And so you get people through the door because they're like, I'm saving money. But one chapter in, they're like, I got to get the upgrade. I didn't realize how bad this sounds.
Yeah, some audiobooks are really, really off-putting.
Yeah.
One mistake that I did once was I listened to Gone with the Wind.
Really?
Read by a white lady who liked doing voices.
They all love doing voices,
they
don't
love
they?
To do voices, they do.
So refresh me on Gone with
the
Wind.
The plot of Gone with the Wind?
Yeah.
Lot of slavery, Tom. Lot of slavery.
Oh.
Mm.
Huh.
Yeah. And phonetic spelling of people's accents. So.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
Yeah.
The, and one that I read, I think it's, yeah, called Less, which was a nice book. And it doesn't really crop up apart from the first chapter where the titular character, Arthur Less, is greeted in the, like lobby of a hotel by a Japanese woman. And boy, oh boy.
Yep.
Yeah. Goes full Trade Federation.
Yeah. Like, there was some stuff in there in when I was playing Days Gone where I was like, uh-oh.
Days Gone, no. Very funny game.
Uh-oh.
So
accent work in here.
I mean,
you get
Days
to the
Gone,
end of that book Less and be like, I just want more. to yourself by yeah. chance. Did you do that?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, cool.
Actually,
I thought you might have.
You're a turd. You're a little brat.
I'm not.
I don't
I'm
tell
normal.
You that enough.
I'm not. I don't think I'm a brat.
Who do you think of us is the more normal? I think it's me.
Well, that'd be psycho if I said, yes, it's you. So I think it's me. Kind of psychopath says, oh, I'm the weird one.
You're the wacky one. You're the random
I'm
one.
I'm fucking not.
You are.
I actually genuinely don't think I am.
Really?
I'm not weird. People think I'm weird and I'm not. Keep telling them.
Keep telling. Keep saying. Keep screeching it.
Keep screaming.
Keep popping out of little holes.
Keep writing little messages on my attached teeth, then pulling them out with pliers and mailing them.
Yeah. I'm normal.
I'm normal. I'm normal.
Yeah. Keep
coming into their house and just rolling around on the floor. Being like, normal, normal.
Normal, normal. Pointing at yourself.
Pointing at myself.
Yeah.
Painting the word normal on my tummy to try and print it onto their carpet.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Going to their house and being like, finger this ibis, I'm normal.
Mm. Yeah. I'm normal. Oh, that reminds me. Monkey cheese?
Yeah. I'm so normal and I'm not random. A llama pizza. I'm going to throw up. Fucking throw up about what we just did. I'm in such a bad mood. What the fuck?
Typing out an email that says I'm normal and then just be like, looking at it and then just deleting every second letter to change the caps. when I was at the aquarium, what I would eat was from the cafeteria there, which was like genuinely probably the worst food I've had outside of like when we went to Six Flags in the United States.
And oh, that food was really bad.
That food was crazy bad. That food was like in like they were trying to make food as a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But kind of, I was just like, it gave me the feeling. I was like, this beef patty is made of the grisly face of the boy that was splattered across the pavement from that last roller coaster.
Yeah, it all felt like reconstituted meat. Mm. It felt like somehow a cook in the back was making the best of a bad situation.
Mm.
It was like, okay, I wouldn't be surprised if this was like human meat. I'd be surprised if it was good human meat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, it's kind of like it made me think that like there's like a greasy fry cook back there just like flipping a burger and being like, you know what? This meat ain't half bad and we solved our raccoon problem.
Yeah, you know? By getting these awful things and the smell scares them away.
Really is two birds with one stone, and then you see his kid back there who's got one unfocused eye using a big rock to squish two birds and then doing it with two more birds.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
David wants to be a meal.
David's really jumping at the oven.
Oh, I really thought he was going to do it. Are you going to do it, bud?
Is he going to jump up there?
I think he's going to jump up there. I think he wants to be cooked.
Is he going
to
jump
up
there? Oh, mate,
don't look at it. No, you're moving too much. He's looking at you now.
Sorry. Sorry, I have a passion for movement.
Yeah, we have to.
Okay, I'm going to keep looking at you. You update me on what he's doing.
I'll update you on the dog.
So he's currently staring at the stovetop?
Yeah, still looking. Looks real cute.
Mm.
Curious.
Yeah, gotcha. We should watch out. That actually is fatal to some cats.
He's going to do it. Don't you move. Don't you move.
Okay, describe what's happening.
He's very long. Oh, he's walking away.
Fuck.
No. Hey, you know what? Now you're a Craig David.
What?
For walking away. Do you get it? Because his name is David, but Craig David also sang a song called I'm Walking Away.
That's great.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. So
here's a rendition.
No. So I was having this. What I would do is I'd go to the cafeteria, and at the cafeteria you would order a very sad cheeseburger with very limp
what
lettuce.
Happened to it?
Got served at the cafeteria.
Oh no!
One of the worst things that could happen to a cow, ending up at that place.
I just feel like I got so much more to offer. Mm. I don't think I need to be served today.
You mean I don't have any marbling at all? Oh, I figured I'd be going.
Yeah.
I don't know. I never had big dreams, but plap.
Yeah.
Yeah. Someone like
you got to be a fast burger. You got to be a fast burger, not a sad burger. Then you won't get served.
Mm.
Just like a white collar criminal. You won't get served. I don't know what it really
fast
means.
Fast burger?
Fast. You get away from when they're trying to serve you. Cut this. But why do people just refuse to get served? Like, can you do that?
What do you mean?
Like, you know when people are like, oh, yeah, we tried to give them a restraining order or like a court summons, but they refuse to be served. Like, well, then just make them be served.
Right.
Like when people, you know, I feel like there's like a gimmick where people like dress up as like a hot dog vendor or whatever.
Yeah, you evade getting served papers.
Yeah, but like, no, I'm saying like there's like a whole thing, isn't there, where people like dress up as something else and is like, wait, are you this person?
Yes.
And then they give you the fucking thing.
Yes.
But why can't they just make you?
You've heard that someone plans to sue you, or you know your spouse recently filed for divorce. In both of these situations, you'll need to be served with official legal paperwork for the court proceedings to move forward. I'll just avoid the process server, you think. Problem solved. False. While you may be able to physically avoid a process server for a period of time, I mean, yeah, I'll be ducking and dodging that cunt.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. I'm too quick.
Even.
No, they won't get me.
They're not going to get you.
They're not going to get me. You know why?
Why?
Because they're going to see me. I'm going to run between their legs, hide in their back pocket.
Yep.
I'm going to hide next to their
shoelaces together.
I'm going to hide next to their hiney, and I'm going to just stay there forever, and they're never going to find me because I'm right behind them all the time.
Yeah. I'd much rather die on my feet next to while living next to an ass than die on my knees.
Oh,
while...
man. That dude.
What?
Man, you fucking nailed that, man.
Fuck off.
That's fucking so cool.
Shut up.
Man.
While you may be able to
smooth
physically
as
avoid,
butter, honey.
You're just delaying and dragging out your court case. Avoiding a process server makes a case take more time and more money. Avoidance doesn't make it go away completely. The court's first and preferred method of service is personal service, which means handing the papers directly to the person
personal
being served.
Personal service? Yes, please.
Even if you don't touch the papers when
they come,
or you don't sign any sort of paper acknowledging receipt, you
jack my
have
shit
still
off.
Been served.
Personally serve me.
Mm.
Come rub my mound.
Mm. God damn. I'm just going to fucking tamp that thing down, huh?
Plap my flaps.
Yep.
I would love if I could just get, like, maybe one of the little guys from, like, The Wizard of Oz to just, like, gently walk around. Like they're tamping down the soft earth, but just on either flap, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
Jollily.
That'd be really nice. I feel like something that would be nice for you is for someone to, you know, after someone's done digging a grave and they kind of tap the ground with the back.
You mean putting the dirt back in the grave?
Yeah. They've finished filling it in, and then they go pap, pap, pap.
Yeah.
I feel like that's something you'd enjoy.
Papping.
Yeah.
I think I'd like papping.
Mm.
Thing is, though, what do they do with, like, do cemeteries eventually, like, does the ground get taller eventually? Because you dig the grave.
Because the person keeps growing. You buried them vertically and they just keep growing under there.
They just keep growing.
Yeah.
Because their hair and fingernails, I know, don't fucking, also don't email me telling
yeah,
you
that. Yeah, we know that it's actually the skeleton that grows after death.
And the skeleton gets bigger, the meat gets smaller. That's what happens.
The skeleton eats the body that you put in the ground and that's why the skeleton's there and the body isn't.
It's self-sustaining.
Yeah.
The skeleton goes... All the meat goes in the gob and the skeleton tummy.
You know, I just think of the skeleton hanging out down there, being like, ah, finally, alone.
So dark.
Some time.
And I look thin.
Yeah. And now I can think all my skeleton thoughts.
Rattle, rattle, rattle.
Yeah.
Rattle, rattle, rattle. Clank, clank, clank. Tooth and a face, but not with any skin. Yeah. I love being a skeleton.
Boy, I'm always smiling.
It's not really a smile, is it? It's just,
Demi's just baring her teeth, by the way.
Love to hear a skeleton talk. But I would have the same problem. Now I don't like that we talked about skeletons saying stuff or thinking stuff because I'm going to have the Harvey Dent problem again.
What's that?
We've talked about this issue that I had before. Like, he can still say perfect B and P sounds. It makes no sense.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't have a full seal on his lips. But when you bury the coffin, right, that much dirt is like gone, coffin area.
Yes.
And you put the dirt back in.
Displaced.
Yeah, you put the dirt back in. So then there's like a coffin amount of dirt just around. So is the coffin like over years and years just get, the cemetery just gets like taller a bit?
Because
there's more dirt on the outside. Or what do they do with that dirt that they didn't put back in the hole?
Maybe they put it in like a little mound and then that, like for less money, you can just get like, your body put on the ground and then they put the mound dirt on top of you.
They just put you in a sharp coffin and they use a big hammer to knock you into the side of the mound.
Yeah. Dunk, dunk,
yeah,
dunk.
Yeah.
I'd like to be
when I think what I want is for them to just grab my toes and slowly twist me into the shape of a screw.
Yeah.
And then find a mountain, put a little X on my head, just use a big, big screwdriver and put me in the side.
I would love that for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you want like me to die?
Yes. I want that to happen before you are dead.
Yeah. Yay.
I think I would like, some kind of discount burial. I don't know. I'd go in there with a whole bunch of guys.
I think this would be too sad for family, but maybe they don't have to know. But I would like something like a Tibetan sky burial.
Mm.
For real.
Yeah.
I want to be in a box.
Well, the good thing about the Tibetan sky burial is, like, again, it's, you know, out there for the birds and whatever. But if Drowsy comes by, he can just do whatever he wants. Do whatever he wants up there. Surprise me. Talking of burials, I was thinking again. I was cracking up.
I wonder how expensive a Tibetan sky burial is. Because you just said it's for the birds, but I don't think it is.
Interesting.
Let me check how expensive it is. Okay. Please.
Sure.
I want to know.
I
still want to know why Drowsy looks dipped.
So what I was thinking, I was. Why are you looking at your fingers?
Just having a little fun over here.
Jesus Christ, Demi.
I was thinking about how Drowsy's fingers are. Are they little? He doesn't have little claws.
They're little paws.
They're little paws?
Then he does have a thumb, I think.
But it, he's wearing mittens, but that's just like one big finger?
I believe so.
I don't think that's true.
I don't know that I can find the cost for it. Ah, here we go. Sky burial in Tibet, Tibetan funeral customs, Tibet Vista. Now, let me... And then we have how to plan a sky burial on a budget. just quickly, while we're talking about death, as we love to be, I genuinely had to catch myself because I was like, this is not relatable at all, what I'm talking about. But I was I again started looking up Amazon reviews for like...
child coffins. Yeah. Right? Yep.
Because it really, I think... And I've been able to think about what I find funny about it, which is that the idea that after burying your child, one of the greatest pains that someone can get, the Amazon algorithm still isn't tweaked enough that it doesn't email you and be like, hey, how'd you find that coffin we gave you, champ? Hey, how'd you find that small coffin you ordered for no reason, probably?
Hey, got any other kids? Well, plan ahead. You get it on Amazon, like...
Would you buy this again?
Yeah. You get it on, like, automatic delivery.
Yeah.
Just every 4 months. I found a cool thing. I was looking up coffins the other day as well. What's up with us?
Yeah.
And I found a little article that was, like, coffin slammed for being too gay. Some guy had been what? Painting coffins with...
Arseless?
No, yeah. Yeah, it's it's got a little window in the back of it. There's like coffins that you can buy that this guy paints with just like nude men all over them.
They're
like, hey, this coffin's too gay. And he's like, no, it's not.
No.
I'm going to make it gayer. Fuck you. He paints more dudes on there.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
Yeah. Until you see the guy inside. And it's their dad. They're complaining because they're burying their dad. If you want to see something gay, open that thing up. Then he like mimes a mic drop and leaves.
Yeah.
Sends the invoice immediately when he's outside the chapel.
Ooh. Everyone still
in their
weeping.
Clothes. Yeah.
Tears drying on their cheeks. Yeah. Yeah.
Ooh. Oh. Whoa.
Shit.
Yeah.
I can't find a thing on it. That article that I found was like a parody bullshit thing. So I don't know how much a Tibetan sky burial costs.
Okay.
Anyway, the nice thing about...
We just buy our own vulture, I guess.
Yeah.
And put me in a little bowl for it.
Mm. Yeah, you'd fit in a bowl. A little tub.
Biggish bowl, maybe.
Mm. Sprinkle some kosher salt on you.
Mm.
Actually, I don't want that. It's probably a naturally thirsty bird, the vulture.
They can't sweat. So it would actually be quite bad if you put too much salt on there. They can't sweat, which is the reason that when they get too hot, they vomit on their legs.
Yeah.
Which I have always found incredibly cute.
Yeah. And that's why I do it too.
That's why Tom does it as well, because he can sweat. But
I can. I choose not to. Yeah. I think it's gross. So instead, I vomit on my legs.
Yeah.
Just spraying one, then calmly eating another meal so I can coat the other. Oh, this will cool me down. And now off to the party. Chunks of food caught in my leg hair. But the nice thing...
Tom can sweat, but he can't wear pants. So he just chooses to coat his penis and legs in chunks of different potato-based meals.
Oh, you can't think... You can't stop... You can't miss the penis.
You got to
vomit on that thing.
I don't know.
All right, well, yeah, you can miss it.
You can miss it.
Yeah. Now turn right at the top of the legs and there you have it.
Yeah.
No, that thing can't be it.
So when Tom lies down for coitus, I stand very close to where his penis should be and hold up my opera... I stand very close to where his penis should be and hold up my opera binoculars on a stem.
Yep. And should be is very notable there because I think it is there. It's just that it's...
Okay, well, that's... Yeah, once I see it, I'll confirm that.
Yep. It's cool because whenever I have underwear on, I get to check the tag of them because, I mean, these things could be Schrodinger's briefs with how much my ding-a-ling might be in there or it might not. Who could tell?
I have to hide my sewing kit because Tom keeps trying to fuck the eyes of my needles. But they're a little too roomy.
Yeah. That's right. I keep trying to fuck the eyes of your needles. But they're too big.
Too big. The eye of the needles are too big.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. Did something surprise this needle? Because it's got some big eyes right here. Any way to make this thing squint so I can fuck it with my tiny dick?
Can we put some interesting literature a little too far away from this needle?
Yeah.
So that its eye will squint.
I'm standing in Lincraft.
Pantsless.
Jerking but they off, don't but care. No one can tell.
No one can tell.
So I'd get this shitty food and then I'd just walk to the aquarium tunnels and you could eat, I'd just eat while standing up and watching the fish kind of glide over. And maybe, that was really nice.
That is nice.
Yeah.
You have a point at the fish and laugh at them and be like, I get to eat this. You have to eat like other little guys.
You have to eat like your little buddy over there.
You have to eat your little buddy.
You have to eat something that looks like you. I'm not eating something that looks like me. I look down, I'm eating like a very thin.
Yeah. And then you look at the bottom feeders and you're like, and you?
Blah. You guys don't know how bad you've got it. There's a whole middle and top that you could be feeding off, but here you are.
Eating your beetle probably sandwich from the cafeteria.
Yeah, eating something that probably tastes far worse than any of the fish I'm looking at. God, that place.
Sometimes I do think that David's food does smell quite nice.
We should eat
his wet food. Do you want to eat? I think it would make us quiet.
I don't want to eat the wet food.
I don't. Well, that's the one that I'm saying I think smells nice.
Yeah, right. Mm. Yeah, we got
it's got fish in it. I don't particularly like fish.
No, or cat food.
Well, we don't know.
Yeah, you're right. The thing about that food situation was, though, it changed when I... So the aquarium is right next to the Madame Tussauds... The wax museum. And sometimes you would get rostered on for the wax museum.
Wax museum? What is this? Lizzie Borden's house?
Jesus Christ.
There's 81 of those things in here.
Oh, my God. So we... Jesus Christ. Fucking hell.
What's wrong?
Nothing.
You happy?
I am, actually. Yeah, jealous?
Yeah.
Little saddo.
I'm a sack of something.
Yeah. How many tables do you think you are away from feeling good again?
I just want to get this one done. Why are you mad at me about my tables? They bring me joy.
I'm happy with them. I just thought it'd be a fun way to measure how deep the pit is. It's like, oh, this is a 1-2 table feeling.
How sad is Demi? How sad Demi?
Yeah.
Why won't you let me know?
But the bad thing about the wax museum was there was nothing to look at except the wax figures, which sucked shit.
Oh, bad ones?
Yeah, really bad. I mean, I don't think there's such a thing as a good wax figure, to be honest with you.
A lot of them don't look like nothing.
No.
Except Nacho Libre looked a lot like Jack Black.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
The...
Kind of think of it. I've never seen those two in the same room.
Yeah, that was an unrelated statement.
Yeah.
That was just you reflecting on Nacho Libre.
And they did a good job on Nacho Libre. You know who it actually also could be, though?
Who?
My friend Jabba. Jack Black. Well,
yeah, right. Yeah. Cool.
Suits quicker.
Mm, of course.
I got so fucking sad when we watched Jackal last night and Jack Black, spoilers, got blasted.
Yeah.
I was really, really sad.
It was crazy how much it affected you.
You took photos of me.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, I don't come across well. Do you think that's because Jack Black is like one of your favorite actors and I feel like there's not many films where he dies.
There aren't, no.
Not much violence has been visited on Jack Black. When you see Jack Black, it's like, oh, this is a character that's going to survive and be beloved.
He's mostly so likable. And also having him in a wonderfully Jack Black role, just a likable glonk, and then just blasting his arm off and then also blasting his everything off.
God, he got so fucked up.
I think just the bit where he gets his arm blasted off of that was actually sadder for me than him getting like air hold. Because it was like he was looking at it and he looked so sad that his arm was gone.
Yeah.
I was like, no, no one should ever make Jack Black sad or scared.
Mm. You know he's doing like kettlebell training now?
I love that for him.
Mm, me too. He wants to get fit.
He makes me want to learn how to do the Cossack dance.
Absolutely. Wait, can he do that?
He can do a really good, like, I don't know whether it's like the proper classical kind of way you do it. But like
drop down and kick the legs out from a squat?
He can do, actually, it's kind of different, I guess, but he does some really good squat work in his dancing, and I want to be as agile and wonderful as Jack Black.
Yeah. I would like to be able to move my body around rather than from bed to gamer chair and back again. That's my goal for the next week.
That's just a choice, babe. That's not, you don't have to train for that.
Yeah, but, you know, it seems pretty difficult.
Yeah, it's actually going to cost me a lot of energy to do that, so...
Oh, good. My delivery from Bulk Nutrients is on its way. That'll fix it.
What'd you get? Because you've still got fucking some Bulk Nutrients in the top shelf.
I got
some
protein shit, but I got pre-workout because I'm just...
One did you get? They used to have a watermelon one that I really loved and they stopped stocking it.
I got like a berry lemonade one because it was the one that with the most positive reviews, and I just wanted to... I'm having trouble finding motivation to go to the gym. And I'm hoping that buying something will fix that rather than it being a symptom of an underlying.
Yeah, well, when I looked at my email this morning and said your $35 order from Bunnings is on its way and was like, what did I order from Bunnings at 4 a.m. and opened it and it was a lava lamp, I was kind of like, I guess that will make me happy.
Did you order a lava?
Yeah, seems like I sort of did. I didn't really think about it until now, but we do now own a lava lamp. It'll be here soon.
Well, thanks for listening to BigSoftTitty.png, everyone.
Don't furious. Somebody, send someone. Send someone, send someone.
We're going to call the episode here. 4 a.m. lava lamp purchase.
We have to go. So twitch.tv/TomWalker is good and twitch.tv/DemiLana.
Yeah, check out the Patreon for more episodes every week for $10 or every 2 weeks for $5. It's weird levels, but we love them. I cannot believe you've done this.
Okay, bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.